Well, tonight's the night Mr. Ace and Jane's brother Johnny are going to find out just what sort of a prize fighter Cokie is. When Jane brought home this 20-year-old orphan to adopt, Mr. Ace and Johnny saw great possibilities for him in the ring, and Marge's newspaper friend Neil Williams arranged a fight for Cokie tonight. This episode takes place at the Coliseum. It's just before the fight, and we find Mr. Ace and Johnny working over Cokie in the dressing room. Listen.
Now, come on, lie down on this table, Cokie.
I want to put on something. I'm cold.
Well, Jane ought to be here any minute with those fighting trunks she's been sewing on for the past 4 days.
Yeah, she'll be here pretty soon. Come on, up here. I'll give you a quick rub down and massage.
All right. But I'm cold.
Not as cold as I am. You know, Johnny, I'm actually nervous about this thing. I can hardly...
Oh, what's the matter with you? Look at him. He's in the pink of condition. Turn over.
But he's never been in a ring before. Who knows what he'll do?
Oh, don't worry about that. You are nervous, are you, Cokie?
I'm cold.
Well, knock that out of you pretty quick here. Just a few smart jabs here and there.
Not so hard, will you?
Oh, what are you talking about? He can't take a few hand slaps. What do you expect him to do out there?
I don't know what to expect. You talk me into this.
Oh, keep your shirt on.
Well, can I?
No, not you. Lie back there. What's the matter with you? Want to get you limbered up. Here we go. There you are.
Is that the way to limber up a fighter?
Well, it takes the kinks out of him. I'll let him up in a minute. He can shadow box around the room here. Much of a room they gave us.
Well, we're lucky they gave us anything. If it hadn't been for Neil, we couldn't even have gotten a spot on the fight card. What do you expect? The star's dressing room for a pug and never has
fun? All right, don't get so excited.
Well,
and don't make the kid nervous. Oh, maybe that's Jane with those fight trunks.
I hope so. Throw that robe over him, will you?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Neil.
Who?
Neil Williams.
Oh, it's Neil. You alone?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Hi, Neil.
Hello, Johnny.
So this is the... Go ahead, don't let me stop you. Go on with the massaging.
I'm all finished.
I'm cold.
Where is Jane, Neil? She said she's bringing those fight trunks she's been sewing on for the past
She's sitting out there with Marge.
She's sitting out there with Marge?
Yeah, she'll be in directly. I tried to get Marge to come in, but she said no. So Jane's trying to persuade her. If she can't, she'll come back alone.
Well, I wish you'd make it snappy. He's about ready to go out there.
Got plenty of time. They have 10 bouts here a night. The first one's still on.
Yeah, he goes on third, doesn't he?
Yeah. So this is Cokie, huh?
Oh, excuse me. Cokie, this is Neil Williams, newspaper fellow.
Hi, Cokie.
Pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Jane taught him that.
Looks like he can take care of himself. Like to see him in action.
Oh, you will, don't worry. Wait till he gets in there, he'll knock out anything his weight. You ought to see the right he's got.
Yeah, I know he has a right, but you're forgetting the boy he's meeting has a right, too.
Oh, nothing like Cokie. Show him that arm, Cokie.
Which one?
Yeah, I see it, but as I said before, the boy he's meeting has a pair of arms, too. Have you made any arrangements for Cokie to hold off any rights the other boy might have?
What do you mean, made any arrangements?
Well, in plain everyday language, how good is your boy at boxing?
How good is he at boxing? Well, as you know, this is his
first
fight.
Great. Nick, babe, what are you trying to do? Give the kid an inferiority complex?
No.
Here, Cokie, get into this robe.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I wish Jane would come on back with those trunks.
Well, maybe I ought to go out and get her. Where are you sitting, Neil? Hey, Neil.
Huh? Excuse me, I was just looking him over.
Looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Well,
he's in the pink. Now, when he knocks out this palooka you've got for him tonight, it's understood you give him a big newspaper build-up.
Now, wait a minute. I said if he showed promise of being a fighter.
What?
Knocking out a palooka isn't any sign of anything. It might just be a lucky punch.
Well, but the other guy has just as much chance to land a lucky punch, hasn't he? If our boy lands one first...
I want to see him box first.
Well, sure.
But here we are arguing, and we don't know what's going to happen. Let's save it till after the fight.
It's 5 rounds, isn't it?
Yeah, 5 rounds. That's what all the bouts are here.
Oh, that must be Jane now. Let her in, will you?
Yeah, it's about time she got here.
How is he on his feet, Johnny?
Wait till you see. Wait till I get his trunks on for him. I'll show you some shadow boxing.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, and where were you?
I was sitting with Marge. She won't come back here. She said she's too nervous. And I said, well, why are you so nervous?
Are those the trunks, sis?
Yes, I just finished them in time. Oh, they're just beautiful. Wait till you see them.
I don't care how beautiful they are, just so he has something to wear out there. Me.
Aren't they gorgeous?
Yeah, they're darling.
Come on over here, Cokie. Flip mine.
Marge wouldn't come back, huh?
No, isn't she silly? What's there to be nervous about? It's no time to be nervous before the fight. It's while they're fighting that you get nervous. You'll see how nervous I'll be in the fourth or fifth inning. That's when I start getting nervous.
Are you sure this is going 5 innings?
What?
She doesn't know about fights. This is the first one she's ever been to.
Well, I saw two boys out there fighting just now, and if Cokie can't beat those little boys...
Wait a minute. Those are lightweights. He's not going to have a lightweight to contend with.
Well, here we are. All set. Presenting your coming champ, gentlemen.
Oh, aren't they gorgeous?
Now, how about a little of that shadow boxing? Let me get an idea about how fast he is.
Sure. Just watch him now. Okay, kid. Snap into it.
What?
Well, step around. Show him some of that footwork.
Oh, all right.
You watch him, Neil.
I am.
Well, what do you think, Neil?
Well, it's a little early to tell. All I'd like to be sure of is that he knows how to protect himself out there. You know, if he gets hit on the button, all the rights in the world won't help him.
What?
Well, if any fighter gets hit on the button, he goes down for the count.
Sure, anybody's liable to get hit on the button.
What do you mean?
Will you go back with sit with Marge, will you?
No, I want to know what you mean. Do you think you'll get hurt?
No, Neil says... Okay, kid, you can slow down now. Take it easy.
What did you say, Neil?
I said if he gets hit on the button because he doesn't know how to protect himself, he's going to get knocked out.
He will.
Will you please not spend time arguing with her?
I'm not arguing. I'm just trying to explain.
Well, don't. Will you? I'm nervous enough as it is. Who is this guy he's fighting?
Pretty good kid. Not as big as Cokie. Hey, would you like to get a peek at him? Dressing room two doors down. I saw him for a second when I came.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. Well, can we do it without making it appear that we're trying to spy?
Sure. Just walk past. Come on, Johnny.
Yeah, come on, just a quick look.
I'm coming. Now, don't make it too obvious now.
Did you hear what they said, Cokie?
When?
Just now. Come here, Cokie. Come here. Just a minute now.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'll just fix this. It'll only take a minute.
What is it?
Nothing. Don't you worry. Nobody's going to hit you.
Johnny says I got a terrific right.
Sure you have. You've got just as much right to win as the other boys. There. Now it's all right.
He ought to be a cinch for Cokie.
Yeah.
Boy, I feel much better now.
Well, don't let his size fool you. He's fast as lightning.
Hey, we better get going. I noticed the second bout getting underway.
Yeah, it might be a knockout in the first. You want to be ready with your boy.
Well, say, do they knock him out that fast here?
Do they?
Oh, I don't worry about that. Come on, Cokie, get in that robe again.
Jane, why don't you go back out there and sit down and...
Yeah, sis, you better go on.
I'll take it back. We meet here after the bout, right?
Right.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck, Cokie.
Now, Cokie, I guess I better give you a pep talk.
Oh, this is no... Don't give any pep talk, Jane.
Well, you have to, dear. I've seen it in the movie.
Well, this is not a movie.
Well, it's a fight.
Oh, I give him all the pep talk he needs, Jane.
But I have to. After all, I'm his... Well, just the same as his mother.
Oh,
and
mother.
And you have to talk real peppy to him and make him want to win. I know how. Now, Cokie, you want to be sure to win. And remember, we're all for you, and you're all for us. And don't take no for an answer.
And don't take no for an answer. That's a lot of pep. Go on, will you? Make it snappy. Come on, Johnny.
Come on, Jane.
I'm coming.
Go ahead, Cokie. I'm right behind you.
Okay, I'll sit up close with you, Johnny.
Okay, don't worry about anything.
It was a knockout in the first. You're on right now.
We're ready.
Oh, I forgot something. Go ahead. I'll be right out, Neil.
What'd you forget?
I'll find it. Go ahead. I'll be right there. I know the way.
All right, now, Cokie, don't be nervous. Just get right in there and fight.
I'm right behind you, John.
All right.
Okay.
Watch it. Punch it.
Keep going. Select contest. 5 rounds. It is gone off at 191 and one quarter. Jesse Mandel. To my left at 204, Kituki.
He knew something about boxing.
He does. I don't understand what he was doing there.
Well, folks, that was the fastest fight I ever saw. That must have been what Ace meant when he said Cokie was a whirlwind fighter.
Oh, hello, Mark. Look at Cokie. He won't talk.
Close that door, will you?
Pretty bad, Ace, but it happened just like I told you. He took it on the button.
He did not.
Oh, she wasn't even out there.
Well, it was over before I could come back.
What was the matter with him? He didn't even raise his arms. What was he doing, fumbling with his trunk? That's no time to do that when a man's shooting right at you.
I don't know. Ask his manager.
I can't understand it. He didn't even get his arms up. I noticed him fooling with his trunks, too. certainly took it on the button.
He did not. I took the button off of there.
Will you stop interrupting? You what?
Well, what did you say, Jane? What button?
This button. I came back here to find it. I sewed it on his trunk to keep him up, and then I tore it off when I heard him saying he's going to get hit on the button.
You tore off the button off of his trunk?
Well, Jane was taking no chances that her Cokie would be hit on the button. But does this end Cokie's career? We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.